You know, why are they leaving the border wide open, saying it's closed and secure? You know, they're pushing tens of millions of illegals into this country, right? Why are they trying to increase that population so much?
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Andrew Ridaw, the CEO of Liberation Tech Services, and he served in the Trump administration. By the way, that was a rhetorical question. I think we know why they're flooding our borders with illegals: to shore up their voter rolls and destroy our nation from within. And by the way, they have the censorship industrial complex on their side. We talk about that and much more in this one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report with a very, very important broadcast, guys. We're going to talk about the censorship industrial complex in this one. As you know, big tech, in my view, and really on the record, thanks to Zuckerbucks, helped steal the last election. I call it a coup. We'll have to see what my guest has to say about that. He spent 4 years in the Trump White House. He's a tech industry vet, and he's also the CEO of Liberation Tech Services, Andrew Ridaw. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it very much. Nice to talk to somebody who actually worked inside the administration. It's just such a small world. I keep saying that. And I wanted to share this with you. Washington Elementary School permits Pride Club, denies prayer group. Quote, denying the formation of a religious student club while allowing other clubs violates the Constitution. Andrew, we have a lot to talk about today. That's just scratching the surface. Your thoughts on that news from Zero Hedge?
Well, I think, you know, it kind of goes in line with everything that we've been seeing for the last 15, 20 years, right? It is really about re-educating and educating earlier the policies that, you know, the left, Democrats in Silicon Valley want the narrative to go in this country. And so by educating them earlier, by pushing these LGBT policies and not allowing for Christian Bible studies, you know, it's really indoctrinating from an early age.
Yeah, if they can corrupt the minds of the children and really destroy the families, then they can control the children in the public schools. And it's really part of the communist strategy. And it's rolling out in earnest all over our nation, but people are waking up in droves. And in my view, you tell me what you think about that last election. In my view, there's zero chance that sleepy pedo Joe Biden got 81 million votes and won a fair and free election, which we're told it was the fairest, most free election in human history. Your thoughts on that last election? I didn't think this man would be allowed to be sworn in because he was a national security threat. But of course, that's naive. The national security threat, Andrew, would be putting somebody who actually puts America first. I mean, at least from the deep state's view.
Yeah, you know, I have a very unique perspective on this because I was there, right? I remember October 31st, just a few days before the elections in Butler, PA. So just outside of Pittsburgh, we had 56,000 people show up. And then a few days later, just to say, oh, Pittsburgh overwhelmingly just went to Joe Biden and things like that. It's hard to believe, but I also have a unique take on it because I believe that the RNC at that time just dropped the ball in many circumstances. You know, you now hear Laura Trump talking about chasing ballots in states where it's legal. We weren't doing that in 2020. And tactics like that are critical to remain competitive. We were just handing over a massive leg up to the Democrats.
Well, your perspective is an interesting one because you were close to the president. You were part of the administration. But maybe there's things that you can't say that I will say, and you tell me if you disagree with any of it. The hockey sticks that happened at what? 1 a.m, 3 a.m. Suddenly Joe Biden was getting all of these votes. There were vans pulling up in the middle of the night filled with ballots. There were cases being pulled out from under tables. And then the people counting those ballots have been given awards, service merit awards by the sitting president for protecting our quote unquote democracy. Let's just get something real straight. Regardless of whether or not you agree with anything I just said, this isn't a democracy. It is a republic if we can keep it. It's a constitutional republic, but I feel like we've already lost it because even the alphabet agencies are now disavowing and not obeying the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. As, by the way, this new Domestic Surveillance Act, FISA, the FBI wants to be able to spy on any American citizen without a warrant. And if that happens, we're no different than communist China or Soviet era Russia, Andrew.
Yeah, it's a very, very slippery slope. And we're really, I think, starting to see it. You know, you look back through history, what are the first kind of steps within communist China or Soviet Russia and things like that? First, they can control the narrative, and then it's step by step all the way to pure socialism. And so, you know, I think that it is really a critical time. You know, coming from the state of Florida, you know, we had the whole hanging Chad situation. And so, you know, what did we do in the years after that? We overhauled everything, made it incredibly transparent, made it incredibly efficient. You look at the 2022 election and the entire state, tens of millions of people, was counted before midnight. Right. And then you look at locations like Arizona and what happened to Carrie Lake in 2022. And, you know, it takes weeks. Now, whether those, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. Votes were legitimate or not, you know, simply the practice of not being able to deliver in a timely manner with full transparency will always lead folks to believe that there is something malicious potentially going on. And so, you know, it will always be kind of suppressed by the Democratic Party, by the Democratic news outlets and big technology companies. You know, they're going to really try to control the narrative so that they can continue to push us further and further to the left until we look like, you know, 1980s Soviet Russia.
Yeah, that is the goal. And I've said repeatedly, I will continue to say it. I said it to my banker today. I had to go wire some money at the bank. And I literally said to him, we're like-minded people. And I literally said, if they steal another one, Jim, it's game over. We cannot sustain another 4 years of this treason, to which he fully agreed. And we talked about what comes next if in November they steal another election. I want to show you guys this. Andrew wrote this, and I quote, elections are a target without question in the 2024 American presidential election. So much hinges on this for the globalists, the foreign policy establishment, i.e. Pentagon, State Department, intelligence agencies, who are the people running the AI tech giants. They are going to throw everything they have at our presidential election. And I wanted to ask you about that. Has any law been changed to prevent the meddling that Zuckerberg did in those key swing states?
No. So, you know, you've seen some policy change in some of the more conservative states to, you know, bar Zuckerbucks and things like that. But in general, you still see a you know, completely wide open environment coming from those swing states and from the federal government. In fact, you know, it's been in the news for quite some time now. You know, the Biden administration is actively engaging and fighting to remain engaged with technology companies, just like they did in the 2020 election. And that alone raises a lot of red flags because it is no longer a, you know, assumed unbiased conversation. Elon Musk clearly exposed that with the Twitter files. And so you really have to wonder, why are they working so hard to collude and remain colluding with big tech companies? And that's because, you know, I think the writing is on the wall. You know, the Democratic candidates can't win on their own, and their policies are even worse. And so the only way that they stand a chance in 2024 is with the media allies that they have in the big tech companies that will drive the narrative that will allow for Democrats to win.
I want to go back to that email and read one last thing here. Recently, we've seen Biden administration fighting to retain the ability to work with tech companies for election security and more advancement of deepfakes and AI. Yesterday, a coalition of LGBTQ plus activists wrote to the CEOs of Meta, that's Facebook, Reddit, Google, and X, and eight other tech executives, urging them to adopt more aggressive censorship policies that could stem the tide of what they deem, quote, dangerous political propaganda, end quote, meaning whatever Trump supporters post or say. By the way, the new talking point of the deep state is that these people, like Cheryl Atkinson, like Laura Logan, like Laura Trump, they are Russian assets and propagandists. We've jumped the shark, Andrew. The people can see right through this stuff. And I don't think the people, at least those who can think, have ever been able to see the deep state quite so clearly. So they've gone all in, right? All their chips are on the table.
Yeah. And, you know, we saw it, especially in kind of going from 2018 to 2020, big tech really stepped from kind of behind the veil to an open bias, right? And that is really what is one of the most concerning things, because the federal government has given just broad, tools to these technology companies. And now we see these unelected, unrepresented individuals making decisions on the narrative within this country. And without some real reform, it's very dangerous. And we could all find ourselves on a list or being censored. You know, we're already seeing Google and Yahoo starting to implement policies that will make it very easy for them to shut down our email communications. And they'll do that by using AI to filter, spam, and suppress those communications.
Good Lord. Well, it's all treason in my view, and I wanted to ask you about Twitter, X, Elon Musk. Say what you want about Elon Musk, right? Alex Jones talks about him a lot because Alex Jones has had conversations on the record with Musk. Musk has been on Joe Rogan. Musk seems to, in my opinion, be choosing the side of self-preservation and the side of humanity. Now, I don't know what lies in the man's heart. I've said that about Donald Trump too, but Donald Trump compared to Biden? Well, Donald Trump had prayer circles in the Oval Office. So I think I know what lies in the man's heart, but about X and Twitter, Elon openly talking about the tyranny in Brazil and defying Brazil's orders to censor politicians from Brazil. It's a big story. Elon reinstating Donald Trump, Elon reinstating Alex Jones. How do the globalists and the deep state feel about Twitter and Elon Musk? They really hate his guts, don't they?
Well, I think you see it just with the mass sponsorships that have been pulled by a lot of these Fortune 500 companies, a lot of the companies that are majority owned by, you know, groups like BlackRock. I think they realize that Musk is a real danger to kind of their end goals, because he has so much money, it doesn't matter to him anymore. And I think uniquely, he comes from a situation in South Africa that, you know, he's seen what a kind of unchecked government can really do. And, you know, things are not as great in South Africa right now. And, you know, he takes that to heart. So it gives him a very unique perspective in that regard. And he'll act in the way that he thinks will benefit humanity as a whole, not whether it's left or right.
You know, when I mentioned that idea of self-preservation and just voting for humanity, that's literally what I'm talking about. And it seems to me at this point, the Marxists, the communists, these people who have taken a foothold in our government are hell-bent on destroying us. Do you think that they have some sort of protection? Do they believe they have some sort of protection when the communist agenda rolls out? Like, what am I missing here? Because what they're doing is absolutely anti-human and completely insane.
Well, you look at it. So, I mean, they do have protection. As long as they stay in power, they have protection. You know, they will just be at the top of the party. They'll be the party leaders. They'll be the executives, the oligarchs in those types of situations. And, you know, uniquely in that kind of situation compared to a capitalistic society, they can't really be toppled. And so that gives them a unique situation that, you know, really could never end unless there is a full on, you know, revolt like you saw in the 90s in Russia.
So in your view, well, I won't put words in your mouth. I was going to say, so in your view, what happens if they steal another election in November? What do you think is going to happen in November?
Well, I think that if conservatives, if Christians can, you know, get out of their chairs, right? Not just be couch warriors, you know, expecting someone else to come and save them, then we have the real ability to win. There's just too many people that are finding themselves in a worse off position than 4 years ago under the Trump administration. Now, to execute that, though, you know, you got to, you know, get out, talk to your friends and family, vote with your feet, vote with your ballot, and vote with your wallet. And if you can make that commitment and that impactful change, then we can win hands down, right? Because we'll be able to communicate without having to worry about being silenced, without having to listen to the cable news. We'll be able to communicate in a more traditional manner, and we'll be more effective at our grassroots. I mean, Republicans for the last 20 years have really struggled when it comes to the grassroots mobilization. And that's because, you know, and we saw this in 2020, everyone's like, well, Donald Trump will take care of it. The Republican Party will take care of it. The administration will take care of it. And if that's the case, you know, and we don't even have poll watchers at some of these locations, it's very easy to potentially do nefarious acts.
What would you say is the temperature right now within Trump's election team and what's happening right now? Are they understanding, I think they do, the existential crisis America faces if Biden and the Democrats steal another one? Because here's the thing. People showed up in droves. I remember 100-mile lines of trucks in, was it Nevada? I mean, people showed up in droves, 75 million people, actual people. And I think it was probably a lot higher than that. They rigged the election. But let's say 75 million people voted for Trump. Let's say this time he gets 80 million votes. Well, Biden got, we're told, 81 million last time. So even if Trump gets 80 million votes, Biden gets 81 million. Look, I think they're going to take us right into a civil war. By the way, they just released a film called Civil War, where you can't buy a sandwich for less than $300. I mean, this is an existential crisis. If they steal another one in November, Andrew, I think it's game over for our country. Do you think I'm taking that too far?
It depends, right? I think that if it is a fair, transparent election and, you know, everything is counted within 24 hours, I don't think there's a single Republican that would, unlike the left, you know, stomp and pout and be all upset about it, right? I think Republicans have a unique ability to accept when we lose fair and square. However, I do think that, you know, if what we saw in 2020 happens again, there's going to be some very ticked off individuals. To what extreme they go to, you know, I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't dissolve into civil war, but, you know, you're really going to have a complete loss in our election integrity, the federal government and things like that. And so, you know, the steps that, say, Governor Abbott or Governor DeSantis may take, you know, it's hard to speculate at that point. But, you know, it really depends on if we were to lose, what is kind of the way that we went about losing?
Well, losing, let's put losing,
I don't think we'll lose.
Well, let's put losing in quotes, because it would be stolen. Okay.
Right.
There, most people who can think in this country cannot stand Peto Joe. Okay, he is a dog king. Okay, this is part of a humiliation ritual in my view. So let's just remember what happened on January 6th. That evening, there was supposed to be a debate about whether or not to certify an election that was in question. Then what they call an insurrection happened. And, you know, Lindsey Graham said, hey, I tried to be helpful. I'm done. Let's certify. And they threw the people under the bus. What could the remedies be this time around? If we all know that the election was stolen, if those watching can quantify and prove that the election was stolen, because now all that stuff, go to Real Robert on Twitter. He's uncovering every single day quantifiable proof of the elections being rigged and stolen in those swing states. So what if that happens again? What is the recourse of the people?
I think you start seeing conservative leaders, real conservative leaders, start to stand up and, you know, not really support this kind of thing. And then, you know, you will have some major states making strong action. But I do think that, you know, there's the possibility that people will be out in the streets. They'll be upset. They'll be Congress calling their members and really struggling with, you know, what to do next. Right. One doesn't want to think about, you know, the civil war kind of outcome, because that essentially leads to the end of the United States. But, you know, we do need to have strong reform. I mean, that is why, you know, there is language in the Constitution both foreign and domestic. It's just kind of a real existential question, I think. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, we don't get to that point because we will be proactive instead of reactive like we were in 2020. We've learned the lessons. We've learned the ways that we got stomped. I loved hearing Laura Trump go out and say, look, if ballot harvesting, ballot chasing is legal in a state, we are going to do that. Those are the kind of critical components and tactics that we have to employ that for one reason or another, we haven't. And that just allows for the Democrats to go forward and, you know, effectively execute whatever plan they may have.
I want to show one more thing here, and it's really important. As we talk about the censorship industrial complex, guys, it's not just big tech. Okay, here's big tech over here. Look at the rest of this apparatus we're up against, these think tanks, these weaponized agencies of government. Do you want to talk a little bit about this? Because this is the part that keeps me up at night. You want to talk about having a fair and free election? How do we do it when every aspect of this censorship industrial complex is now aligned against we the people? Andrew.
It's actually not that hard, right? If we start really being intentional as Christians, as conservatives, as everything else, you look at big tech, you look at foundations, you look at academic facilities and for-profits and all of those types of things, we could take out half of these issues by just voting with our dollars. You know, who are we employing? Where are we buying from? Where are we sending our kids to school and things like that? If there's 100 million Americans, essentially, you know, half the voting population, it's very easy to make a drastic change, but it requires everyone to be intentional about what they want to do, right? And then once you kind of right size half of that chart, then you can address the other halves. And it won't actually be that hard, but, you know, I think Republicans have gone for so long being complacent, not seeing the writing on the wall, that we have just said, yeah, you know, Google, take all of my information, right? You know, we're okay with, you know, these big agro complex companies just controlling our entire food supply. We've kind of lost sight of the capitalistic ideals and the competition that it brings and have just settled for, you know, everything being controlled by one, just because it's maybe easier than, you know, going in the other direction.
Well, let me show one other thing here, because here's what's going to happen if Trump wins. They're going to unleash, I don't know about BLM. BLM seems to be kind of irrelevant at this point, but Antifa on the American cities, as they did before, in my opinion. And if Biden steals the election, I don't think you're going to see that kind of violence from the right, but you're going to have a majority of this country who is very pissed off because they're watching the Republic be stolen from them. Anyway, Antifa, support your local Antifa? Maybe not. Alabama man arrested in alleged political bombing. For years, Democratic politicians and the media have downplayed the violence of Antifa, even questioning its very existence. These photos may help them come to grips with the reality of Antifa. Meanwhile, they call people who showed up at the nation's capital insurrectionists, because they sought a redress of grievances for a stolen election. Andrew, final question for you. You know Donald Trump. You've met Donald Trump. Show some pictures here of you and Donald Trump. What do you think lies in the man's heart? For those who like to leave comments below saying that I'm part of the problem because I still believe in the false right-left paradigm, I don't. Okay, I know there is such thing as rhinos. I call the Democrats demon rats. I don't think there's a good one among them. I cast the rhinos right in there with the demon rats. But there are some good people out there. What did you see from Donald Trump personally? What do you think lies in that man's heart?
I think it's a real initiative to leave America a better place. And, you know, if you really go back and, you know, it's drastically underreported, he really pushed initiatives that tried to check off at least one box in every kind of demographic, every way that you can slice society here in America. And he tried to do one piece of policy or initiative that would improve their lives, whether it was, you know, fully covered or just kind of swept under the rug. It was always truly amazing how much he really was intentional about that. You know, it doesn't matter the race, the religion, you know, the socioeconomic position. And you have to remember, the guy used to be a Democrat. from New York of all places. And, you know, I think he really understands both sides. And, you know, the other important component to think about is it's not just America first and only, you know, it's really let's get our home right and then we can go help other people. But if you can't be that example as a nation, how can we expect to lead and help others?
You sparked a thought, Andrew.
Okay.
It's one more topic for you. You mentioned New York, the lawfare, the persecution of the political enemies of the Biden administration include the Jan Sixers, little old grandmas and grandpas, okay? Good patriots who showed up for a peaceful redress of grievances and were unarmed. Okay, that is the opposite of an insurrection. Meanwhile, Viva Frey writes, it's amazing to appreciate who the players are in the Trump persecutions. Porn star Stormy Daniels. Did y'all see the tweet from Trump just the other day showing, I think it was a 2016 letter of admission from Stormy Daniels that she fully signed saying that the affair never happened and she's not going to talk about it because it did not happen? Convicted perjurer Michael Cohen, convicted extortionist who's now in prison Michael Avenatti, adulterer and perjurer Fannie Willis, adulterer and divorce fraudster Nathan Wade, corrupt perverted judge, the nipple judge Arthur Engoron, corrupt judge and family ties to prosecution. You guys get the idea. It just goes on and on. Don't get me started about E. Jean Carroll. I mean, it's sick. These people are sick. And to me, they're all committing treason. Wide open, in your face, blatant treason, and unconstitutional persecution of their political foes. Could I possibly have that wrong in any way, Andrew?
I don't think so. And I think if you were to try some of these things in any other state, a judge would toss it out because a source is illegitimate or, you know, they would start bringing up their past and things like that. I think, though, you know, you see the way that New York has gone, drowning in its own problems and its own policies. But those policies have also made it so that these types of individuals can be, you know, the leading voice and everything. And, you know, I think you also have to consider that in no way, shape, or form, I think, do Democrats believe that they can win this election in a head-up competition. And so they have the lawfare as one method and their technology partners that, you know, will hopefully suppress any narratives that come about. And so they're looking towards these allies. And that's why I think, you know, there's what, at one point, over a half dozen cases against Trump. It's because they know that their witnesses that, you know, the situations are so flimsy, but if they throw enough at this man and at the Republicans as a whole, you know, one of them may stick, right? And I think that is kind of a basis around everything. So, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, the lawfare, that one's going to be kind of straightforward. We'll see where the technology side comes about. And, you know, if these kind of corrupt individuals continue to get the mouthpiece, the narrative, or do we actually start fighting back, you know, pushing back against the technology companies and kind of their woke ideologies? And, you know, we can actually start level setting and getting real information out there.
Sort of the last question, then I'll ask you about your company. But I was going to ask you, if they steal another election, it's going to be very, very blatant. It's going to be more blatant than the last one. If they can get away with that, how in the world could they possibly govern? And then when I was thinking about that, Andrew, I basically remembered that they're not governing at all. They're engineering the collapse. Okay? They've opened the borders wide open. They're spending us into oblivion, borrowing another $1 trillion every 100 days. I mean, I'm sorry, this is game over. They're not governing at all. They're engineering a collapse. So if they steal another election, they don't care about governing the American people, and they're not going to care about the pissed off Republicans and conservatives. But I wonder how they'll keep the country stitched together at all, or is it all designed to collapse? That might be their end game.
Well, I mean, I think you have to think about it in regards to, you know, why are they leaving the border wide open, saying it's closed and secure? You know, they're pushing tens of millions of American or illegals into this country. Right? Why are they trying to increase that population so much? Is it so that they have a workforce when, you know, things do get maybe a little unshaky? Or is it the fact that, you know, they just want to kind of really diversify and get a lot of people that can be easily controlled into this country as quickly as possible? And, you know, I'm a history buff myself. Go and look at kind of the final days of the Russian Empire or the Republic of China before communism kind of came in and swept across, there was kind of this shakiness. And then at one moment, it snaps. And so, you know, my fear is we could find ourselves in this. I don't think that by any means, you know, it is lost. We still have a country to save. It's so important to continue fighting for it. And, you know, it's only going to be doable if we sit idly by and don't take action, you know, in the days leading up. After, that's a different story. We need to be proactive and get ahead of this and, you know, volunteer to work at our voting precincts, you know, being poll watchers and things like that, supporting ideologically aligned companies, you know, just doing the things in our day-to-day, small little things, but cumulatively, it can make a massive impact.
All right. As we part ways, I'll just go back to that tweet from Viva and read this last line. As we look at these traitors, if you don't understand that the criminals are in charge, you're a moron and probably a Democrat. Just let it sink in who these people are. This E. Jean Carroll, my God, did you see her giddy little performance on, was it MSNBC, as she was awarded $85 million for a rape that she can't.
I'll tell you this.
A rape that never happened, by the way.
And I'll tell you this, and I think that last sentence is kind of telling of, you know, hopefully this doesn't go into a full tangent, but the Democrat and the education system over the last 30 years has really been structured to teach the youth what to think instead of how to think critically. And because of that, you do have these individuals, I think, you know, a lot on the other side that will take a piece of news and just believe it without questioning it, without doing research and things like that. And so, you know, it is important that we continue to instill critical thinking in our society, because like you stated, anyone would see kind of how flimsy, how false a lot of this is really turning into. So, you know, I think it is really critical to just do your research in every aspect of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you help answer the question, how do you govern a banana republic? Because that's where we're headed. I think that's where we already are, frankly, with a lot of these courts. And the answer is you govern with force because you no longer have the will of the people. And if that's the point we're getting to, friends, my God, pray for divine intervention. All right. Tell us what you do over there at your company. We really appreciate your time today. Liberation Tech Services.
Yeah. So after 2020, like everyone else, saw what was going on in kind of the technology space, we quickly realized that, you know, whether there were all of these new apps that were being built, however, they were still sitting on Amazon and Google and platforms alike. So we started Liberation to kind of be that rock solid foundation for individuals. And we've built, you know, cloud hosting up in several facilities. We've built a Microsoft Teams, Google Workplace alternative, a MailChimp alternative that are all, you know, we're improving them every single day and making them not only equal to the products and services that are out there that we're competing against, but we're looking to go past that because we're protecting your privacy and your data every single day to the point we don't even have access to your information. And so it's really a polar opposite kind of approach of, I think, a lot of companies in Silicon Valley. But I think in the long run, it is, you know, not only the right direction, but it is, you know, the policy that will ultimately save this nation.
Very interesting that you offer an alternative to MailChimp. You probably don't know this about me, but as we part ways, I'll just let you know that on October 15th, 2020, me X22 report and dozens and dozens and dozens of other conservative Christian channels were booted, terminated from YouTube without cause or warning. We were all in good standing. I had no community guideline strikes whatsoever. About 700,000 subscribers. I'd been on YouTube for a decade. Terminated on the back of a Media Matters for America hit piece. 2 weeks later, another Media Matters hit piece, and I get taken down from Patreon. I've been terminated by Vimeo, PayPal, and MailChimp. So I'm actually delighted to hear that you guys have a MailChimp alternative.
Yeah, we have a lot of great services and more that are in the works as well, all built in with some of the best cybersecurity out there. So your data is really secure and you don't have to worry about it.
All right. Very good. I will leave a link to Liberation Technology Services below, guys. Our guest has been the CEO of the company, Andrew Riddaugh. Andrew, let's pray for our country. We don't have to do it live on air here, but let's really pray for divine intervention, because like I said, if they steal another one in November, may God help us all. Hey, thanks for your time today, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's a pleasure. Friends, I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those CIA Mockingbird mainstream media lies at sgtreport.com. May God truly bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Since that time of 24 years ago and now, the base money supply has gone up 9 times. So you got to take that $2,500 an ounce and multiply it by 9 to get the same equivalent price into fiat. That's how much inflation we've seen over the last 25 years, or half of the 50 I just alluded to.